This is Ozarks at Large, and with this edition, we begin something new. Toward the end of most shows, we'll take a few minutes to go over some things we feel are worth your attention before we end the program. Bits of news, sports, trivia that you can find useful, a reminder of performances taking place soon, or just some other random bits of information to pass along. We call this new segment... Well, we don't call it anything yet. We've had some ideas.
We have thought about this for a while and haven't quite found what we're looking for yet.
Ozarksetera was a suggestion.
Ozarksetera was a suggestion.
We've had words with, or ideas with almanac.
Bulletin board was one.
Right, but nothing has stuck yet.
Not yet.
So we're looking for suggestions. You could make those to us at KUAFinfo.com. But for now, we begin the as-of-yet-unnamed segment with a nod to technology. Antoinette, are you familiar with QR codes?
No, it kind of sounds like a Star Wars character, maybe?
Well, no? I wasn't either, but the new issue of the University of Arkansas Research Frontiers makes great use of this technology. With some of the articles in the latest issue, there's a small square at the bottom of the article that looks like a stamp-sized cross between a barcode and a thumbprint. For example, this piece on page 2 about exercise. You see the QR code here at the bottom?
Mm-hmm.
Now, watch what happens when I take a picture of the code with my phone.
With your fancy iPhone.
Okay, so I took that picture of the little square in the magazine with an app that I downloaded earlier this morning.
Okay.
Now, watch what happens. And it takes me to a video that's more about exercise that will explain what the article didn't have room for. And this is a video that's now on my phone that was produced by the University of Arkansas. And you can take it with you.
Okay, so information on the go, and it's a little easier than having to try and type the web address in there.
Exactly. In fact, earlier this morning, I talked with Melissa Bluen, who is the editor of Research Frontiers magazine.
One of the limitations of having a magazine is that you only have so many pages to put things on. And, of course, the web has a lot of depth to it. And one of the issues that we've always had is being able to go from the magazine to a computer. If you send people, if you put a web address in the magazine, people still have to go to their, computer in the past in order to get the content. And even if you sent them an email, they still had to be at their computer in order to get the email. But now with this, we're able to directly link our print magazine with the online content for people who have smartphones.
The current issue of Research Frontiers also includes QR codes that let you learn more about University of Arkansas research into a mysterious pathogen that kills roses and lets you see the artwork of a professor at the university. And from a brand new technology to a very established one. Yes, that is the sound of a needle dropped onto a vinyl record. George Benson's 1966 LP, It's Uptown, as a matter of fact. The record was one of about 300 donated to KUAF this week. As we continue our call for vinyl jazz records, many of the LPs can be heard each Friday night at midnight on the live show Goodnight Jazz with Daniel Estes. He plays nothing but vinyl records now on two real live turntables in the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF. So if you have jazz records you'd like to donate, you can call us at 800-522-KUAF. The annual Arkansas poll was released today. Among the findings, Arkansans favor Republican Congressman John Bozeman over Democrat incumbent Senator Blanche Lincoln in next week's election. 54% of those questioned favored Representative Bozeman, 35% Senator Lincoln. 11% didn't know or didn't respond. There's more than just politics in this year's poll. Those surveyed were asked about health care, tax cuts, and more. The Arkansas poll was conducted by the Survey Research Center at the University of Arkansas between October 8th and 20th. The Survey Research Center's trained interviewers completed 771 telephone surveys among a random sample of adult Arkansans. Tomorrow on Ozarks at Large, we'll talk with the director of the poll, Janine Perry. And AT&T is applying for a waiver to relieve them of the requirement to print residential white pages for customers. The proposal to the Public Service Commission suggests that AT&T customers have a choice to receive local information in paper or CD-ROM form. Spokesman Andy Morgan says the offer is a reflection of the times.
There are several other ways to access residential listings nowadays online. It's not so much about eliminating residential white pages. It's about giving consumers a choice. They can continue to request a printed book, or they can choose to use the electronic options that are available today.
Morgan says the environmentally friendly initiative would allow them to cut back on the amount of paper and ink used for printing.
And that's about all the time we have for this edition of Ozarks at Large. Local support for Ozarks at Large comes from Second Street Live in downtown Fort Smith, hosting its first classical music performance featuring the string quartet Ethel Thursday, October 28th at 7:30 p.m. This Juilliard-trained quartet hail from New York City. More information and tickets available at secondstreetlive.com. Ozarks at Large is also supported by KUAS contributing listeners and by Walton Arts Center, presenting the Chamber Orchestra Academy of St. Martin in the Fields with pianist Jonathan Biss on Friday, October 29th. Featuring an alt Mozart program, pieces will include Divertimento in D major, Symphony No. 29 in A major, and Piano Concerto No. 12 in A major. Tickets and more information available at waltonartscenter.org or 443-5600. A service of the Department of Journalism and Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Arkansas, this is KUAF Public Radio, 91.3 FM, Fayetteville, Rogers, Fort Smith, Red Star.
Ozarks at Large is a production of KUAF. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And we'll end today's show with music from Sarah Hughes. She plays tonight at Greenhouse Grill in Fayetteville. This is the song No Seatbelts from her CD of the same name. Have a great Wednesday.